You are listening to Drop Tent Media Network.
Hey, my office chair, dude. Why? Just delicately listen to my...
It's the worst thing ever. Just another grown man. I have to go. I realize the fault of it, of like where my thing is, like my office thing is just over here. I mean, the studio bathroom is just getting brutalized. It is getting big butts and nuts just brutalized today. Hey, what's up, Carlton Bus? How's it going? So it's, I mean, just dumpers in it. Jesse Pedraza is not a small man. I can't imagine your poops being small, dude.
No, they're not.
If you had little rabbit turds, it'd be so adorable.
I do have rabbit turds, but like they are.
But those are just milk duds you ate from yesterday.
Yeah, but also they're seasoned with shit, so it's gonna be like it's worse.
They're seasoned with shit.
Yeah, because I don't eat bland shit like you guys.
That's bland shit. Okay, what are you talking about? We season our food with plenty of salt and pepper.
Yeah, what's wrong with you? We're from the Italians. And of course they season their stuff.
Oh, okay.
But they only season like four things.
Yeah,
it's the only. It's yeah. Everything is seasoned with like four things. It's the only four things over and over.
Garlic,
again.
Onion.
Yeah, it's like olive oil.
Yeah,
and
oil.
And then red pepper. That's pretty much it. Yeah, yeah, if you want it spicy, we put red pepper.
Yeah,
that's pretty much it.
I put one more thing, but that's it.
Cold, this is going to be a rough day. I'm just letting you know. The fucking Pope is angry.
Pope's angry.
And now that I'm actually the interim Pope. I mean, I'm interim president as well. I got two things on my shoulders.
No.
Nothing's changed.
No.
Your shoulders are deteriorating at a rapid pace.
Doing band
like our infrastructure. It's let's not get into it, but I mean, or let's get into it. Biden. No, I'm kidding. And Trump, who also did nothing, who kept teasing us with infrastructure.
Every president of all time ever?
Sort of. No, not really. I mean, some of them have done it, and it's going to
let's
a state
last
level.
20.
Everyone's been like teasing us with infrastructure, just being like, "Ooh, would you want infrastructure? I'll get you, maybe." Like it's like, all right, dude, my shoulders are out. I didn't want to be dressed like this.
All right, you look good though.
Yeah,
I fucking heard it. I'm just saying, there's too much weight on my shoulders for this to last. So, chin down, guys. Everybody, I'm going down.
Hell yeah.
I got a wedding that I'm going to alone. Now
what
makes zero sense? I'm going to a wedding that
is not
for my friend. Fucking my Voldemort has. We were supposed to go. We're supposed to go to a wedding on Friday, right?
Okay.
Of her friends.
Yeah.
Because of her new job.
Okay.
She has to go to work, and the wedding is at like 5. We both were supposed to take off, so now I'm just like going to a wedding. I don't even care. No, I mean, again, I would 100% cancel, of course. But she's trying to like go to work, then miss the ceremony, like drive right from work to the wedding, which she's missing. She's going to miss because she's get done tonight. It's like a 9 to 5.
Yeah.
So she's going to get done. So I just like, so wait a second. Now I took a day off. I'm just driving to a wedding, which you will not be at, around a bunch of people, which, first of all, this is dangerous on her part. I'll just start saying shit. I don't know these fucking people. I don't give a fuck. I know three people there, and they know me on a drunken night one time. It was just, they were all hammered, and it was just me fucking just being like, I know, but you're a little piece of a shit, aren't you? Like, you know what I mean? Like, like I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
So I'm like, all right, I mean, we'll do this, but if I'm hammered by the time you get there, because we're staying there.
If Voldemort doesn't... She's not there to be your handler. It's fucking off the rails, dude.
I say terrible shit.
Let her fly.
Yeah. There's no point in it. I'm going to start. I mean, it doesn't matter. Voldemort's out there. I'll fucking start hitting on bridesmaids. I don't give a fuck, dude. I'll be awful, dude. And when she shows up, I'll just be like, hey, you shouldn't have let me alone.
Dude, you should hit on groomsmen, bridesmaids,
I should swing
everybody.
I should just swing.
No one can get mad at you.
Who is this guy?
Right. Shotgun effect, dude.
Can't get
mad at the shotgun effect.
I love it. Leaving me alone in that situation is bad. It's like an hour away too, so it's just like, oh cool, this Friday is gonna fucking blow. Great.
What Friday?
This Friday. As in this Friday.
Ooh.
As in my immediate future soon is going to suck.
2 days from now.
I got a Phillies game on Saturday and an even Phillies game on Monday. So I'm excited for that because that's the old school boys. My high school friends that I grew up with. So that's gonna be a fucking shit show.
Yeah.
It's going to be a nightmare.
Dude, run on the field.
I'm thinking about it.
Run on the field.
I'm thinking about it.
By the way, it's not that big of a charge.
No, no, no. And if I tuck it back and can't hold it and run, I might confuse a lot of people where it might be like a transgender guy because I have puffy nips.
Yes.
So if I can hold that back and kind of sprint through, they'll just be like, yo, let him go. He's empowered. Right. She's empowered. You know,
Right. That's your leverage.
Nothing that I should use things like that. I'm just saying I might be able
to. Have the body and face to use that?
I do have the equipment for it.
So why not take advantage of that?
I got to use something with these puff nips. I got to do something with them. I don't know.
Why not? Streaking at the Phillies game is a good start.
It's something.
Something.
It's giving me a little up. I mean, yeah, I can be that comedian who did that, you know.
Maybe you hook up with a player and you could go marry him and you could just retire. In other words,
thank you for even thinking, like, okay, wow, this is immensely flattering. Holy shit, yeah, I didn't even think of that. Yeah.
Hey, once he hears you speak, he'll be like, oh, I'm disgusted.
And that's how I blow.
It's like, oh, is your wife a goblin who blows you?
Well, I was like, a couple of ball players, but just let him go. Because it's like, man, it's like pretty good. It's like his hands are soft. They're gigantic.
Like this, you know what I mean? He knows how to fucking. Yeah,
Jesus, what is it? 96? How old are you?
We didn't know who we went with. God.
That is terrible. Yeah, that is. Oh, call the bus. How are we doing? You all right? You good?
Good.
You're wearing almost the exact same outfit as me. More childlike. You're wearing my sweatshirt. Which
it's so cold in here.
It's not that cold.
I was freezing when I walked in.
You're made of wafers. So it's unfortunate about your entire body.
That has now.
And I am the president. Again, I am the interim president.
You're not.
You can't use your shoulders,
buddy.
I can't.
I've been doing band exercises.
I know, but it's been like a week.
You think I've done them every day?
Exactly. You're not even hitting band exercises for your weak shoulders right now, dude.
I did like four
times.
You did four times.
You started your video game just like, all right, there we go. Let's get into the video games aspect. Oh, I pulled something. I pulled something.
I don't like your accuracy of how much you know me. That's what happened.
It's unfortunate. You're very broken.
I am.
But you can't be president when you're hurt.
I can't. It's stronger already.
We can't do this.
I'm like
dude.
The $6 man.
You're like James Bond in Skyfall right now, dude. You're hurt. You got shot. All right. You got shot. You're coming back. You're all willy-nilly, drunk and high. It's not gonna work.
It's fine. Right? It's fine.
I'm gonna take you to Skyfall, your home place, and I'm gonna annihilate you over top of a frozen lake.
I gotta do a Christian Bale Batman this in like Dark Knight Rises. I gotta go to a whole prison.
Right.
Which they're just gonna hang me from a ceiling, which apparently will cure my back.
Yeah.
As we all know.
Yeah, yeah, that's how it works.
And then I'll come back and fight you.
Spinal cords are a lot like Lincoln blocks and stuff like that. If you just get a human body and just kind of like stack it, like if you kind of just hold it and then drop it right, you can basically just stack that whole thing. They're kind of like Jenga. It's kind of like that in some ways.
Right. He broke
like Pogs,
his back.
If we were subbing Pogs, you know?
Like he snapped it like a twig. I feel like hanging.
Yeah, yeah, sure, sure.
Wouldn't put that together.
No. Maybe. I don't know.
I'm not a doctor. I don't know.
Well, again, you know what? You're not a doctor.
Not.
You know who is a doctor? I think that guy in the prison. I think he was more
right.
of a doctor than you.
He was.
Just the idea of that character was actually more of a doctor. He actually,
you're right.
As the character, had more information about medical science than you do. If you think about it.
You're not wrong.
We're getting off to a weird start.
No, we're not. But by the way,
so I'm Matt.
The wafer, me, my body of wafer joke, that's spreading through libertarian circles now. That's a bummer.
Well, it makes sense why you are a libertarian, because you're going to need... You know, the First Amendment, the Second Amendment, obviously. You're going to need the Second Amendment, most importantly. So you're going to need it. So you want that kind of stuff. But then at the same time, you need the social, you know, softness of everything, because you're not fit for a competitive world.
So
it makes sense.
I can still kill people.
But I know, but, you know. And what are you supposed to be? What is it? It's an arborist? It's not an arborist. I know that.
Not that.
Extremist. Supposed to be
voyeurism.
Right. Those are crimes I've committed.
Oh, okay.
But I usually just call them mountain men.
Agorist.
Nature. Agorist. Gotcha. It's aggravating that I couldn't remember that. I'm very mad about that. Yeah, agorist. So you're supposed to be able to do basically everything for yourself. So if you need
I'm
to build
that.
A table,
no.
Or survive in the wild, you need to be able to do that.
No.
That's an agorist.
Yeah, that's gotcha. Not me though.
No. No, no, no.
Oh, I'm sorry. Can anybody here do that?
I could build a
more
table.
Than you.
Yeah, hold on. Yeah. So. Stop.
He could be a table. Jesse Pedraza could be a table. We could do that.
First of all, if you drop the three of us in a jungle desert.
Don't do this.
No, I'm doing it. First of all, jungle desert islands make sense.
Yeah.
If you drop the three of us off in a jungle island. Okay. And we a gentleman's agreement, we don't hunt or kill each other, right? If you die naturally, okay, you can eat each other, but that's it. No hunting or killing each other.
Uh-huh.
Who lives the longest?
I'm the only man here.
Wrong. Untrue.
Not you.
I live the longest. Oh, who does, Jesse?
It's definitely not you.
Who is it, you?
I'm definitely coming in second.
Sponsored by...
How are you coming in second?
I'm coming in second.
Well, you have, he has more fat to live off of?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
I know, yeah. I know when you said it, it looked right in my eyes. Then you looked away. You're like, fuck, I realize I'm answering my own question.
Yeah, I did. I was just
he's just going to get ripped in a while. That's like, that's true. He's going to actually work out like a dum-dum like you. He's going to lose that weight. He's going to be surviving off that, probably find coca leaves or some shit like that, yeah, that his people know. He's Peruvian. He
yeah,
something
that's not
that
fair. He has a fucking some sort of background advantage.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's got something. Yeah,
that DNA bullshit on him.
That's going to click.
And I'll simulate with the village people too. Better.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, this is isolated island.
I didn't know you were into their music. That's so stupid. It's dumb. It's dumb. Who are you?
Just your lifestyle.
Are you a construction guy? You're probably a construction guy. You and your people, I mean. So it's rude. I don't know. I don't know anymore, guys. I'm very mad. I'm very upset and I just don't
worry,
yeah, yeah, it's fine.
First of all, I outlive you because I go back on the truce and I kill both of you in your sleep. And
you
I
that'd be smart.
Yeah.
Not a bad idea.
I'll kill you before you finish that sentence. How about that?
How? With what? Bad. With what? There's no guns on this island we fell into?
Come on, let's not do this, guys. Everybody, calm down.
I'll know something more than you and then be like, yo, just go over there.
Sure. Here's what's going to happen.
Yeah, I fall for it, too. I'd be like, all right.
Are we dropped into different locations?
No,
all together.
Okay,
well, I sprint into the forest. So here's what's gonna happen. See, you guys are. See, I have cardio and strength already. I sprint into the forest. If this is D&D, I immediately I sprint into the forest.
Okay,
like, that would be my immediate action. Lost in the brambles. I go full like Tropic Thunder.
So you leave the coastline.
You know what I mean? Immediately. Yeah.
So you leave a source of food immediately.
Immediately. Okay. I will take him to the brambles.
We would work together for a while, and then you'd start complaining, and then I would start leaving you.
Yeah, that's not wrong.
Fuck off.
Or just push him down once and watch him crumble. I feel like you would bruise instantly, like a whole side of your body.
Yeah, I'd be like, it's so hot. I don't have coconut water here. I don't know what to do. You're going to be like, oh my God, this fucking doctor.
Even your overall demeanor now, the way you're sitting upsets me. Like, that's how.
Well, my back hurts. It makes me feel good where I'm sitting. Like
yeah, yeah.
So.
It's upsetting. It's just the way the sweatshirt is hanging. I'm just like, you.
Your side.
I can't wait for you to be 80 years old. I know, but it's like falling off of you like there's a skeleton inside.
You are 6'5". I will not take this slander.
I am gigantic. It's great.
It's not fair.
I love it.
Yeah,
worked out today. Did super. I fucking planked so much.
You planked
so hard,
bro. We already proved I could plank for a minute.
yeah, you could. Kind of, yeah.
No. Kind of. No, kind of. Did I do it for a minute?
You did do
it
for a minute.
That's it.
You put your butt up a lot.
I did not. That's not true. You would have called me out on it.
There was a little sinkage. There was a little bit of...
Yeah. Sinkage is harder than up. Going lower is harder than staying upper.
Oh.
Which isn't... You know what I meant?
Yep.
I did it.
Made sense.
I did it. Mm-hmm. I did it for a minute.
Track. Let's get back on track. So far, my car's been broken into. I had little kids put sand in it. I forgot to tell you guys that. I am being abused in this house and on this street on a daily basis. Pretty much. Little children came by and put a bucket full of sand in my car. Just because, fuck it, why not? Because it's Philadelphia. Fuck this person with a car. They left their windows down a tad for airflow.
Right.
Fuck you. Let's put some. And I mean, these are tiny children. I saw it when it happened. I just thought it was like maybe he threw a rock in it. It was like down the street,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, oh hey, cut that out! Don't throw a rock in my car. And he's like, well, I'm doing. You know, they always. Every one of these kids is always like, what me? I would have never, dude. I tell you what. When I got caught as a child, I'm not trying to go off on a tangent, but when I got caught as a child, I immediately was like, I was guilty and I'm sorry. Immediately. I could catch a kid, no joke, stabbing me in my own leg. He'd be like, your leg was there. I didn't even know. That's not a knife. Like, I would just, are you fucking out of your mind? Call the cops right now. I don't care if you're 10, you're going to jail. It makes me furious. I had a whole bucket. I realized later, I went back, they had already left. I realized it was covered. My whole entire door, the whole seat. I was like, what did he have, a fucking bucket from the beach? That, it didn't make any sense.
That's such a great, like, fuck you. Because that's what that, it's a pure fuck, because there's nothing, they benefit zero out of that.
Oh, it's a perfect crime.
It's just like, they walked through your car and went, here.
Yeah.
Like, that's really goddamn funny.
But it's perfect. Man, it's a perfect.
They get nothing out of that.
No.
Nothing.
Yeah. You know what it's like for the next 3 weeks to lower that window and just hear the grains of sand? God. Like that? Because it's like rocks and shit in there? And
every time you go in your car, it's going to track into your shoes. They're taking you back into your house. It's going to go into your house.
It's a Volvo. No, I don't even step on that side. They did it on. Luckily, they did it on the passenger side. That's dead to me now. I don't even care about that part. Doesn't matter. I have water in my car, just so everybody knows.
Dude, you're
we're
like,
doing great over here.
You're like a few things short from having your own beach in your car, bro.
It's now that you think about it, I could eat that or an atrium. If I shut the windows, build the right dew inside, I might be able to get a Jumanji.
A terrarium thing going on. Dude, get one of those little sand sharks, like those little like 2-footers.
Ooh. What do they eat, typically, sand sharks?
Good
other
fuck.
Fish? What do you mean? I got to make sure it's fed. You really didn't think this out. Yeah, you need to think more.
Keep going, getting new sand sharks.
So now there's just dead sand sharks. I got to remove.
There's infinite sand sharks in
the
ocean.
Tell you what, I like this idea. I let that sand shark die of natural causes. Then I use it as a weapon every time I see a child who I think put my dirt. I just throw dead
like
sand sharks.
Arrow.
I don't know if that's how shark... Dude, you know what? Riffing with you sometimes is weird.
No.
I have to say, I'm like, how do we go to bow and arrows? And again,
so true.
It's like schizophrenia. What is going on here?
Shark sea.
Sand
shark.
Right.
Bam.
When something dies as a fish, do you think it gets real hard?
Oh, yeah, they don't have bones.
No. This is a dead... Literally, it's 90-degree heat. It's going to be a dead, rotting fish in my fucking... So now he's done. Now he's done in my eyes. If you get sand in your fucking car, that's what happened. It wasn't me. I'll tell you that much. God, I'm going to put sand in your car. So bad.
That'd be great. I hope
it's been
car.
A nightmare. It
fuck
has been
my car
a
too.
Nightmare. My neighbor, I finally had to talk to just about because his dogs were just shitting outside of his patio. What is it going on in this fucking city? Where it's just like, no, I have two dogs. I don't know. I was like, are you walking them? He's like, nah, really? I'm like, what is going on? What are you a fucking moron?
Are they shitting in your?
No, he's shitting in the, no, just, oh, luckily we're divided by a fence.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember that episode of fucking, I always say tool time, but we all know it's whatever the fuck. I always say tool time. Yeah, it's tool time. And I'm one of those people. You imagine him just like, dude, he just smelled Dookie every time he talked to Wilson. Just every time.
Is that
just
bad?
Hard shit. Yeah, there are two dogs shitting on the other side of the fence.
So he's not
in 90 degree
any
heat.
Of this up.
He was busy, apparently. I don't know, dude. It's just one cascade of shit after the other. I don't understand people. I just don't get what's happening nowadays. I really don't. I saw a guy, no joke, 2 days ago, if not yesterday, standing on... I literally yelled to a man yesterday to kill himself, and he didn't, which I was mad about.
They never do.
And he lives a block over.
Nice.
He was standing on the ledge of his house, like this, standing on the ledge, nothing in between, just standing up on top of the ledge, like doing kind of like a crazy... Like, again, I didn't hear any music. Maybe he was listening to something, like doing like just like a waving, like he's listening to music, and he's shirtless. And I was just like, kill yourself. I just yelled it. And he was like, what the fuck? And I looked up at him. I was like, oh, damn. You know, I did the kid thing. Like, it wasn't me. I didn't do it. Like, I brought it back. I actually have no fucking pride in myself at all. Yeah, I yelled, kill him. I just hope he did. I was in a bad spot.
You interrupted that fucking meth head's rave.
He was out. It's a brand new construction. I mean, again, mental illness is running rampant in the city right now. It is insane out there. I just don't know what to do.
So, not a good week for you.
So, next time when you come in here with your, I went to Dunkin' Donuts, and it was hard. Shut the fuck up.
Alternative. Move out of here.
No, of course not ever. That means it won. If anything, I'm going to get an apartment in New York and experience more.
Yeah,
of
go
it.
Worse.
Just get even more of it.
Go even harder?
I'm going to have to be one of those people that snaps in public. I just can't. I mean, I'm already starting, but like... I'm just going to stab more and more. Pick that shit up. Like, just, oh, just pick it up. Stop fucking littering. I saw a guy yesterday just, you know when someone litters so hard that they, for some reason they do this, they throw it away from them. Instead of also just, like, dropping it, I've seen people in the city, for some reason, like, throw it towards a curb for some reason. And I just want to go, hey, man, Just go all the way. Fucking drop it near you. Don't have confidence. This isn't a trash can. Why are you throwing it away from you? Like, I'm being a good person. Let me just throw it towards the curb.
I'm on a Louis C.K. outlook on that, where cities, especially New York and Philly,
sure,
they're not nature and they don't count.
They're not nature and they don't count.
So, okay. But he's right. Like, he is right. They don't count. Like, don't do that. I wouldn't do that in Bucks.
Right.
I would do that.
Never. That would be
I would do that
sacrilegious.
Here without even with thinking about it.
Gorgeous white children. You would never do it.
Hey, you said it, not me. No.
We know what you're thinking. We know what you're doing over there. Hey. I know what you guys are doing.
It's fine. All right.
I just fucking learned today.
Is Jesse allowed, you know, with my permission? Sure. If he's with me, yeah.
You do make him use the...
I'm passable for white people. Shut up.
With my permission.
Bless your heart, too. Good luck.
I can let him in and walk you around, but you can't stay overnight.
It's understand, dude. If Adam grew out of his facial a little bit more and had a little bit of a tan, I wouldn't trust him either.
Yeah.
So I love that you were kind of just like, I could pass. I'm like, bless your heart, dude. I mean, I get it. You're coming at me with your comic books and you're trying to feel, I'm a fat guy with nerd stuff. Like, I get it. A baby boy.
Yeah. And listen, that's a good in. A lot of fat white nerds. That's a good in.
It's a great place to start.
Guys.
Yeah. But it's the most susceptible guys.
But we could tell.
Yeah,
you know
that I can tan easier. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, really, your job here is to assist a girl to get home safely, and she knows you're not gonna fuck her. And no, that's too me. It's too me. That's me as well. That's 100% me. 100% would do that. I'd be like, I would never come upstairs with you. Oh my god. The dignity.
Yeah, that's because you're gay.
Well, I'm also in a 7-year relationship in which I care a lot about Voldemort.
Mm-hmm.
I will refuse to use her name.
Yes. And I reverted 10 minutes ago, like, I'm going to hit on bridesmaids. I'm going to hit on.
Yeah. She's okay with that.
Okay.
If one of them were into me and knew I was Brittany's boyfriend and still were into me, I was like, well, listen, now I just weeded out somebody you don't want to have in your life. So if you think about it, I did you a favor.
Are you doing Molly?
No.
In this scenario?
What? When do I get Molly?
I don't know. You're doing a lot of.
I don't even know where to get Molly, dude. It's hard. I just learned how to buy weed. What is wrong with you?
I'm saying you want to up your game eventually.
No, why? I don't trust buying weed now. Every time I think the guy's a cop, I can't take it in this city.
Really? People don't give a shit about weed.
It's too easy. No one cares about it. I know. It's terrifying. I don't trust
it. You're the only one who cares about it.
Don't trust it. Listen, Voldemort is becoming a job in which I need to be concerned about these types of things. All right? God damn it, my life is weird.
The threat is coming from inside.
And now I don't even get to be there on August 14th. I'm mad about that.
Well, you can't kind of
I'm
do.
There. I'm there, but it's not like, you know.
You're half there.
Whatever.
You're half.
I accidentally scheduled. I didn't realize it. Well, we didn't realize it when we picked the second Saturday or whatever. Just whatever.
But you do 9:30, sure.
Yeah, I'll be there. I'm just going to bounce from the other casino show and see what's going on. I don't know why I would need to hang there.
You don't.
So I'm just going to do I think I'm first anyway. So
perfect.
And just bounce.
What time is that show?
I think 8. So yeah, it should work out where it's only 45 minutes or something. So yeah, pop in, you know, we'll plug later or whatever. But yeah, so because we're doing 2 shows on August 14th and I accidentally figured out that I had another show on that date. So. Obligations. I'll be at the second one and I have to go and do all the work for the first one.
Well, I'm gonna help.
No, you're not.
I am.
Every time you get there, you are someone who I just want to punch. It's you're like, you forget every like as if it's the first time we've ever set up.
I forget everything.
Every single time.
I forget.
It makes me livid.
I forget every single time.
I'm like, right, where are the lights going to go, Adam? Where's the camera going to go, Adam? Come on, man. Like, fucking.
Well, now we're changing the room up.
Think of logical places where the shit can go.
We have to redo everything.
I don't want to do this. Now we're doing bad podcasting, and I apologize. What's your dumb thing? What do you have?
Oh, God, dumb thing. I had a pretty good week.
I'm in turmoil. That's great.
I know. I had a pretty good week. I did see a brand new hardtop Bronco in the new town, which, what the fuck?
Yeah, dude. That was the proper review.
What the fuck?
Yeah, I know. I didn't want to tell you because you're going to have this reaction.
Well, I had the same reaction today when I saw the red one.
Because people are richer. They actually bought it outright.
Yeah.
Probably.
No. You're at the lower totem pole.
No, that's not fair, though.
No, you're right.
What?
Deal with it.
But I needed a fucking car, man. My car is shit. I mean, sure, kids aren't dumping sand in it, but, you know, I need a new car.
Yeah. Yeah, do you?
Do you really?
Do you need a new car?
Yeah.
Sand. I've got water. I've got earth, wind, and fire in my fucking between the combustion engine, water, and the sand. I am fucking crushing it right now. All right. I just vacuumed it. I literally just vacuumed it when those kids dumped that sand in there. Listen.
It's fine.
When's the last time you went to a Phillies game?
A Phillies game?
Yeah. You ever been to a baseball game?
I've heard of a baseball game? Yeah, Yankee games.
Those don't count. I don't count them as a team.
Obviously.
Why? Since the Phillies are the only team that matter. So, it's obviously. I'm not even into baseball that much, but I only know that.
It didn't matter when we won the
beat. I don't think you guys have ever won. Wait, has the Yankees won? Have the Yankees won? I'm just asking that. All right. I don't know enough about baseball to know
I refuse to even go down this road with you.
Okay, that's
lower
fine.
Myself.
So what was it like at the game?
To your trash knowledge.
No, it's no.
You guys didn't know they won.
It's understandable.
You know they won.
I'm not sure if they won.
You're lying.
I don't follow baseball. I don't follow Yankee baseball. That's the problem.
You're lying.
I don't know what your team does. I think they're in LA? Where are they based? Okay. So no, but like, okay, so what were the games like? Did you like baseball?
Great fights.
Right. Wait, what?
Yeah. Fights.
Not a fight. Are you fighting Met fans?
No, I wouldn't fight, but there were fights. Bleacher Creatures, so that's a very famous Yankee Stadium thing.
I know that thing.
Yeah.
Wait, what is it for you?
It's what we call ourselves in the left field bleachers.
Oh, that's interesting. That's actually a name of a plush toy company now.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Bleacher Creatures.
Bleacher Creatures. Because think about it. It's great. Yeah, yeah, of course. They make like little stuff so you
still
can get
from the Yankees.
I know. Yeah, there you go.
Well, Yankees monetize that for sure.
That's so wonderful.
So if you wanted, because there was like $25 tickets.
Okay.
But it used to be. I remember it now. But you used to go there, get hammered, and just like beat up Red Sox fans.
Mostly Boston, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Because, you know, want to be a good New Yorker.
Do you think Boston and the New York stuff, do you think it starts with do you think it starts with baseball? I think it must have started with baseball.
Dude, it has to.
Right?
It has to.
It had to.
Because
why would like New York City and Boston, I mean, other than two like metropolitan cities that would be like fighting for, you know, obviously like people and stuff like that, but like has to be baseball.
Sports, bro.
Yeah.
Sports.
Because the early onset of baseball in those two dominant cities, like baseball.
The Babe Ruth thing.
Sure. Yeah, right.
The Babe Ruth trade.
All of it, right?
Yeah. The Red Sox.
And then that other old Yankee player.
Yep. You name five Yankees right now.
Sure.
You could do it.
Yeah, I could do this.
I just gave you one.
George easy peasy.
Jefferson.
Jefferson, I think. Lincoln was, I think he was traded. But I think
three. You named three guys. You're crushing it. You couldn't do it.
And then there was
I'm sure there was a Lincoln at some point, by the way, on the Yankees.
There's my other herpes brother. I think he's fucked so much that I think he's fucked everybody, right? Like,
you know his name.
Chair.
You know his name. You say it.
Jared from Subway. Isn't that it? No, that's not it.
How dare you? How dare you compare him to a pedophile from Subway? A low grade 11, not even 12
inch. Is it Dyke Cheater?
How dare you?
Yeah.
Is that it? Is that not it?
No. He laid pipe.
Apparently he's fucked.
Okay, and he would leave gift baskets.
People. Yeah, I know. No, I've heard.
Gentleman.
Well, that was because
he a sucker that married Jennifer Lopez?
No.
Like the fourth sucker
Mr. Jeter's ever been married, sir. He's married now.
Oh, that's right. He didn't get
now
married.
He's married.
Mr. Jeter. Mr. Jeter.
Mr. Six-time World Series champion, Derek Jeter.
The Yankees have won that many times?
They won 27 times.
Wow, I didn't even know.
Yeah, he did.
They only bought 16 of them.
Oh, okay. Okay. So you can buy it. The Phillies should buy it more. Why didn't you just buy
you
it?
Buy it or cheat like the
weird.
Astros. You
can
just
sure, yeah.
Bang on garbage cans.
Yeah, bang on garbage cans.
Pieces of shit. I hate them.
Ah,
they
what a
stole
great team.
Two World Series for the Yankees.
Well, or did they American it so much that they became more American than the Yankees? Really, if you think
it's
about
possible.
It.
You can't out America the Yankees, bro. That's USA.
The fact that you were kind of stymied on it means that you actually, like, fuck, they did.
I thought about it a little bit. I thought about it a little bit.
They actually outmarried. Yeah, they found a way. It was like, well, I don't know. Is it cheating?
No.
You're going to be a prude about it.
You know the classic American baseball scandal that you could also, a very American thing to do, the White Sox thing, where they're like, we're going to throw this game for money.
Hell yeah, dude.
Fuck yeah.
Luckily, the Phillies have never done anything like that.
Nah. Too busy fucking getting rocked by the Yankees in the World Series.
God, that's...
Oh, wait.
Yankees...
2008. 2008. 2009. I was wrong. 2009.
It's 2008.
2009, the Yankees beat the... in 2008, the Phillies beat the Rays in the World Series, and then the very next year, the Yankees...
You know what's important?
Phillies.
I'm interrupting you right now because our producer's telling us we need to talk about anything else. So, that's really important.
That's fair.
I'm sorry for this podcast today, guys. Everybody, I'm going to blame the president because apparently he does have the shoulders for this, but we all know that this is what you're going to get from him.
We get
shoulders. I need to be your
intro. Can we get arm wrestle to death?
I need to... Come on, buddy boy. What are we talking about? What are we doing here? I mean, by your confidence and by Odin's thumb, I will tell you it's a bad idea for you to do that.
I know you don't.
You know what's a good idea for you to do? Support this podcast. I'm gonna kill myself. You're gonna see me after this up on top of the roof on the ledge dancing to music shirtless.
Kill yourself.
Yeah. Touching my own nips, flapping them about in the wind.
Because they beat you in a fucking arm wrestling match.
Yeah, no, that's not gonna happen. So, yeah, both hands. Maybe if I let you use both hands.
I'll throw it both.
Yeah.
Actually, maybe not.
Yeah, all right, so... if you want to support this podcast, it's a great thing to do. But before we do all that, make sure you check out, of course, Jesse Pedraza. Where can they check you out?
Yeah,
Jesse
they
Pedraza.
Can find me at Jesse Pedraza Show on Instagram and on TikTok.
Hell yeah, dude. I am neilwood.com. Everything you need for me. All right, it is that simple. Again, August 14th, check out the pop-in shows. Two shows, 7:30 and 9:30, because you wanted it. You got it, all right? Because you needed it. And of course, yeah, it's a great lineup. We might have to swap somebody out. Not a big deal. So we might even have like a little bit more for you, a little bit more comedy for you. And then Adam, where are they checking you out, buddy?
At Adam Nutter on all the stuff. You guys know that.
Oh, we're not supposed to be doing plugs anyway, right? We're supposed to like do this in the beginning now.
Are we?
Interrupt just only Adam's plugs just to make sure. Do you guys hate it that we do it now? Do you think the show's over? That's kind of, where do you think I'm looking? No joke, I think he looked at the wall when I was like, he was just like, where's he looking? I'm looking at the fucking...
I was looking if there was going to be comments.
Okay. No. Bless your heart, dude. No one's listening to this. That's adorable.
There's only one concurrent.
You guys see? The podcast isn't over. We still have to listen to his dumb plugs. So keep going, and then some more of this. Go ahead. What are you? You're in a Mohican Sun.
Yeah, Mohican Sun this Sunday, the 25th. Come on out to comics. And then, oh, we're both on the 29th. We'll be in Queens.
Right.
Zach Petrie versus Show, 8-Ball Comedy and Astoria, Queens.
Don't know if it's a real show. I don't put it back, Zach Petrie. Zach Petrie, this could all be a ruse.
Yeah, we're just
he's
gonna
one of those risky dudes.
And we're going to be drugged and wake up. He's like, that was fun, right? I'm like, right. No.
Not again.
Not again. Yeah. And then, of course, August, shit, I'm sorry, 11th, I'll be at Steinies in Staten Island.
Oh, yeah, dude.
And then, of course... the 14th pop
Steinies, that is is that just only union workers? That sounds okay.
It's a local plumbing 202.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
That's what it sounds like. It.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, welcome to Steinies. How you doing?
Yeah. Welcome to my...
We love comedy like everybody else does.
A 12-hour shift, they all have grease on their face. They come right off. Okay.
Adam Nutter doesn't sound too Italian.
What's that too Italian? I don't know about this guy.
Who's this guy?
Who's this guy? Ah, he's okay. That's it for me for comedy stuff.
Hell yeah, go to drop10.com to check out all the other podcasts on this network. We are firming everybody up. We got other people coming back, you know, because in pandemic we met, you know, people are all over scattered, but the universe of Drop 10 is coming back, people. So if you want to check out all the podcasts, go to drop10.com. if you want to check out this podcast especially, go to drop10.com. check out our fucking page, dude, Cult of Us, everything's on there. You can follow the podcast there. We got a new store up for you, right now if you just want to follow the podcast, go check out our page, everything's there. You can check out new merch for a couple of different podcasts, Sam We Are, Cult of Us. I gotta get some What Up stuff up there. I gotta check in. We got Slapstick, Porcupine, so there's some nice fresh stuff for you. Better quality printing, better quality shirts. All right,
legitimately,
we already ordered samples. Yeah. We already checked them out. It's really good stuff. So check it out. Buy one now that directly gets us in. And
we've switched
everything over. Yeah. So there's no intermediate stuff. You know, there's a little bit, but really nothing. It's helping us out. So you can directly help us out and the other podcasts on the network. All right, so do that now. Of course, if you want to benefit us even more, get a little bit more content, go to patreon.com/cultofus. Look at me, I'm hucking it. I'm fucking jiving. All right, go there. $1 gets you some initial stuff, gets you in the door, gets you a bunch of extra video, extra audio. All right, $3 level, you're watching fights with us, you're watching movies with us. All right, apparently we're not, Vampire's Kiss is not happening. We're waiting for Pig, or we're not. Or no, what was the other movie you wanted to watch?
Oh, we're doing Pig. That's, we settled.
It's not, it is out. It is out, so we can do that.
We're doing Pig.
I'm picking a date. What is today? Is the 20th. I will say that, can we do Thursday next week? Maybe. Let's put, I'm going to put that out there. We will put a post out. Thursdays, we
no,
may
we
possibly.
No, we can't. We're doing the show.
Fuck. We are. I fucking hate myself.
We can do, so I can't do Wednesday next week either.
Maybe next week at some point, maybe a Monday, maybe Sunday. No, I can't. I'm fucked. And Monday, can't. I'm fucked. Next weekend. Next weekend. This is a bad time to be talking about this. I'm so sorry. Listen, we're going to be doing it. Shut up, Jesse McCrossa. Enough from everybody in this room, dude. Sorry for yelling. Listen. We're watching Pig. It's going to be delicious. I'm a pig. You're a pig. It's going to be great. Just apparently I've heard it's actually good. So now I'm actually even mad. I'm even more mad. So we're going to be watching that. That's at the $3 level. You have to get in again. $3 a month. You get all that extra stuff as well. All of the, everything at the $1 level. And of course, the $5 level. You get everything else. The $3 level and the $1 level. But you get your name put in the hat for a tattoo. Now listen, you can fucking give this tattoo to somebody else, maybe, if you want to.
Yeah.
It's a fucking free tattoo. And it's done well. You can check out all of the artists' work over at Anna Gabrielle, okay, at Anna Gabrielle, and even at Curls Junior Tattoos. All the information also is on patreon.com, so go there, check out her artwork. She's won stuff at contests. She's right, yeah, in Wilmington, Delaware. It's in the tri-state area, easy to get to, worth the money, worth the gas. Get it now. Again, $5. Tell your friend, tell your mother, get your asshole bleached and fucking tattoo it. Who gives a shit? All right, get me out of this. I'm gonna kill myself. Fuck, I'm fucking amped. My baby girl Cecilia, how are you? God, we had you cut for a while. I wish you a fucking bright future. You, daddy's having a rough go over right now. I wish we had a camera over this. You could like get between me and just like kind of looking at her like over my shoulder. Baby girl, don't look at me like
that. Here, push it to the
I'm not doing any work for you.
All right, fine, I'll do it.
I'm gonna do it. No, fucking don't bother. Just don't move the camera. If you move the camera, it's gonna wreck everything. Yeah? Yeah, go ahead. Let's, yeah. Okay. Baby girl. It probably looks like shit. You have no idea what it looks like in that. It's like he's trying to check it. It's like, oh, baby girl. Cecilia, your mother never loved you. I'm the only one that cares for you. Come back to me. And I love you and forever. And the Phillies go Phillies. Yankees suck. Bye. Thank you. Thank you.
Tell that shark.
That'll be my prayer.
Tell that
That'll
shark be my prayer that your daughter's me. In.
How dare you, dude?
Your daughter's shark shit.
She'll never be. No. How dare you? Dude, would you say this about someone else's daughter?
Yeah, if they were a seal.
Wow. You're a sealist.
Yeah, okay. I am.
Wow.
I'm an elite sealist.
But you love Shark Week, don't you?
I do.
Piece of shit.
I'm pro shark.
You're a fucking piece
fuck
of seals. Shit.
How about that? How about be better at fighting back?
Really?
Yeah.
You want to talk about something you can be better at fighting back, dude?
Bro, you want to go?
Why don't you figure out how your shoulders work and then we'll...
They work.
The muscles
look
in
at
your,
this.
They don't work.
Working
your mobility. I can already. Can you do? Can you just do this for me, straight up like that?
Hold on.
Straight up this way. Yeah. Can you do that? Do that for me.
Wow. He has a.
Do this. I mean, straight up, straight up, and then you know, like even back that way. How? What is that like for you?
First of
does
all,
that work.
What does this prove? Okay. Besides that, I could do it and prove you wrong. So you're like an idiot. How about that?
Okay. Uh-huh. Yeah, okay. Are you? You got to set your little bracelets up there, buddy. You got to make sure your bracelets are okay. You got to make your little bracelets okay.
My shoulder just for before, maybe.
Right. Maybe slipping it into the right spot.
That's not a thing.
All I'm asking you is to hold your arm off.
How long?
You know what? Don't even do it. Don't even do it.
How long?
Don't do it. I was going to... Well, now I'm going to say for the rest of the podcast, obviously.
No, we can do that.
What? Are you out of your mind?
The whole podcast?
Do you think we can't hold the rest of the podcast?
Yes,
you think I can't do this for minutes?
For 20 minutes. I don't know how long
we don't have 20 minutes. We have like maybe 10, maybe. Yeah.
That's okay. A long-ass time.
You are
I guarantee
frail.
It's longer than you think.
You are frail. I'll do this for a day. I would do this for a day.
Crazy. Okay, because first of all right.
Do it.
Timing. Timing.
Time up to what?
Fucking tell.
Just do it.
Put your arm up.
Put your arm up.
Put your arm up.
Put your arm up. Stop being a baby.
Dear God.
No, straighten your elbow.
It's up.
Okay.
No, it's not.
Keep it right
yours
there.
Yours isn't straight.
What? Mine is straight. Mine is straight. Just like that. Just hold it. So, I mean, this podcast has gone downhill, but in a fun way.
Yeah.
Right? Like, this is kind of pointless. But this is sometimes the test of strength that you need to do in cults to make sure that everyone is... up to speed for what you want to really teach them. Because I feel like Adam isn't really for the teaching. You know what I mean? So it's kind of interesting that, you know, like this type of teaching that he needs to learn. You know, this is going to strengthen his inner spirit, as we say.
I'm good.
His ability as a president. Yeah?
Dude.
Yeah. Good, dude. I'm glad that you're good.
Look how good I'm crushing it right now.
I know you're crushing it, dude. I just realized that you have some of the grossest underarm hair. Look at that. Wispy.
It didn't buzz it.
It's very wispy. It's like mine. Mine is wispy and gentle. And it's upsetting.
You grow a beard.
What's your little shirt about? What's your little shirt about?
And the wars. It's Scott Horton.
Oh, it's some libertarian bullshit.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. Great.
Still a good message, I think.
No. Yeah. 100%. I mean, what wars? All the wars.
All of them. It's all. My hand's numb. Yeah. It's just numb.
Do you want to put it down? No. When are you going to put it down?
Never.
I can do this all day.
Until the end.
Okay, cool. So, like, who loves socialism? Yeah, you do. Look, and I get, oh no, he's got his hand up. Everybody, I don't know what's going on. He loves it.
Yeah, right.
So what? Your weakness? That was smart. That was good.
Boom, socialism. No,
it's cut out of the screen. So what was the rest of your, what was your week like? What was your week going on?
I can't remember.
You got to be able to come. You just have your arm up. It's not even a big deal.
Not at all. A big deal. I'm not sweating from this at all.
No, you're not.
No.
Okay, well, it's good. You look great. You look great.
I had a good week.
So, Steph and you were good. Nothing really popped off.
No, we got to dumb fight over something.
Oh, well.
She violently woke me up. And I don't mean like she punched me awake. I mean like.
Yeah, what?
Yeah, nothing. Hold on.
Why did you put it down? Because I think you're going to die.
Fine. I'm not sighing because of that. It's because it's a completely unrelated issue.
What's going on with your arm, bud?
Man, I'm scratching my fucking ribs.
Yeah. So what the doctor said that basically you're holding your arm up with the back with your back, basically, right? Like you're not holding it up. You're not holding it up. Like you're holding up with your scapula.
Yes, yeah, Jesse,
what do we only got another 10 minutes? What do we
got? Something like that.
Yeah, we only got another 10.
Why it's so long?
I know. It's not even that bad. Really.
Impossibly long. How can I
hear? Can I let you in on a little secret?
You're cheating?
No, okay.
I don't know how you're cheating somehow. You're cheating somehow.
No, I have.
Your hand is going into Adam's frame, but you're good. No.
I have great muscles. That's what's happening.
Wait, what are you? Why are you?
You're getting very careful into a very kind of German kind of thing. I want you to stop that. We're going hand raising. I gotta work you out just at one time during the week because you don't work out a lot,
bro. I'm so fit.
We're gonna use these as workout times too, guys.
Look how fit I am.
You're so fit.
I'm doing the things that I couldn't do.
I love that you have gone completely.
Yeah, he's gone. The other side.
This is so easy. You go back. You got to keep your back and your shoulders parallel. Just you're like,
what am I, a magician?
I'm doing it currently.
No. Yeah, fine. Anyway, so Stephanie got to do a fight over nonsense.
I am.
A violent wake up, which is not a good wake up. She was bitching about, I was supposed to switch tables from upstairs to downstairs.
Okay.
Instead of just being like, hey, when you wake up this morning, can you do it? It was like, Adam, you didn't do the thing. It's like, that's the worst wake up of all time.
Right.
God damn it. I can't even think about anything else.
You should, I'm just going to keep going.
Did she punch you in the arm?
No, because I'm a man. And a man's strength, man shoulders.
Sure. Yeah.
See, the problem is I did shoulders today, so now mine is my shoulders are strong. It's actually kicking my arm outward. That's actually the problem.
Yeah.
So, Jez, where are we in time? Because I think we still want to make sure that we get everything out of Adam's story. I don't think we've gotten there.
Yeah, we haven't got it. Oh,
yeah.
I am the president and the Pope now. Call me pee-pee. Wait. Never mind. Strike that. Don't call me that. That's a bad idea. Call me...
No, pee-pee. Too late.
President...
Pee-pee. Too late.
No, hold on. I got to take it.
Too late. President pee-pee. Pope pee-pee. Pope pee-pee. Pee-pee-pee. Triple P. Pope dick.
Easy peasy. So, as I am the victor and the stronger of the... Jesse, I mean, I'm going to say the both of you. So, possibly. I don't know.
Possibly.
I'm very weak. I'm very weak.
You guys should do a feat of strength, you and Jesse.
I'll just sit on him. That's fine.
Yeah, no, that would be
it. No, feat of strength sumo style.
Yeah, he's going to put his feet on my back. It's going to crush me.
You guys, we move these chairs.
Right. You want to do that now?
Yeah, you can't even.
Can we have to frame it up.
Fine, next time.
It's whatever. I'll frame it up. But also, I feel like it's going to make really bad podcasting.
Yeah.
No, it'll be hilarious because someone's going through a wall.
This is what grown men do. I just wanted to make sure you knew. Yeah, I know. You're hurting, aren't you? Look at that. Where are your rubber bands now, soft man? Huh?
I'm not even up to the hardest band yet.
I'm the rubber band, man.
The easy yellow one.
I know.
It shows.
We know that.
That was a long time. You don't need to say it.
No one holds
their arm up for that long for anything.
Oh, really? A child holds that arm up when he knows an answer.
Not for 20 minutes, yes, which is what do. It felt like.
I mean, I guess if your teacher's a dick, yeah. just like, not you, Dylan. Like, oh, my God. 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 Dylan, not you. Fucking go ahead. Onomatopoeia. It's like, shut the fuck up, Dylan. You know,
yeah.
What's an onomatopoeia? It's a word that sounds the way it's spelled.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, an onomatopoeia is something that, is a word that's like
bang?
Yeah. Yeah, really? Sorry. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So something, where the sound of it and the spelling of it is like,
So like a rain.
I'm butchering it. I'm butchering it a touch, but it's you're right. Bang, where the spelling and stuff like that are the same. It's like, you use it every day in texting and stuff like that.
English is fucking stupid.
All right. Well, now what are you, just devoid of topics?
Stupid fucking thing.
What are we devoted to? You're just like, English is stupid now. What are you going to talk about? Knives? Is that what we're doing right now?
There's too much stuff going on. Like, why is it so many things? Why is it so hard to learn?
You're rubbing your little muscles?
It hurts so much.
Aw.
That's a crazy way to spell that word. Anyway,
the formation of a word
from a sound associated with what is named. Good job, dude.
Sizzle. Yeah.
You're like a fucking professor.
Sizzle. I just remember that portmanteau, things like those, but not often. Super pumped that Drop 10's going off. We talked to What Up. What Up seems to be crushing. I know they have some more stuff for people. It's coming out, which is great. Those boys. I talked to Rob a little while longer. Cody a little while longer. Two funny comics. We were just talking all shop shit. We're just talking like comedy stuff. I know. When's the last open mic you did?
South House.
I guess I should go tonight.
Like a few months ago.
We were just talking like ticks. How about like do you know there's like some like younger comics who like put stuff in the frame of a question?
Oh,
like, always everything in the frame of a question.
Also, just
normal.
All young comic stuff that annoys me, or do we just have a specific?
We were Rob had kind of just been like, oh, like you frame it in terms of a question always. He had kind of just specifically that.
Okay. Yeah. Well, there's definitely certain tropes that young comics always go down. That are just like cliche. Also, classic mistakes like not moving the mic stand.
Sure.
Just be there, which that's maybe more infuriating than.
I guess. I never realized that. Yeah. It made me mad.
Yeah. It
bothers you?
It bothers the fuck. Because it's like this black line now, like right in front of you the whole time.
Sure.
And if you're not using it to speak with the mic in there, and you still, it's just like, what's this thing doing?
Okay.
Get the fuck. I mean, I think every, right? That's like I think they move the mic stand. We all do it.
Of course. Yeah. No, of course. Clear it from the line of sight. Yeah. Clear
this is fucking, it's a very annoying thing.
Present you.
I don't like how shorts are becoming more of a thing. That's annoying.
There we go. With the old fuddy duddy.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Don't let this guy away with it.
He is a big man. Leave him alone. No, all the big guys get
jeans.
All the big guys get.
It's fucking hot outside.
All the big guys, it's hot and they're big. All the big guys get a pass. You know that.
It's unfair.
It is. It's 100% fair.
But why?
Because he sweats when he walks a block. Give him a break. You're a delicate man. He's got a river flowing down his ass if he steps outside in 90-degree heat.
Yeah, that's how is that?
You're wearing fucking. You can't keep your hand above your shoulders, and you're wearing workout shorts.
I did for a while.
Yes, you
not
did.
Long enough.
What's long enough?
Better than me.
But better than you. Then
it'll never be.
I am better. What are you talking? You Yoda?
Yeah,
better than me. You will
you
not
look
be.
Like Skywalker training.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
That's what I'm going.
He is also a young lesbian in Empire Strikes Back.
Young Lesbian's the name of my next band. So fuck you. I don't give a shit, dude. I love that. Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah. Yeah, actually, that's a great name for a band. Yeah, young Lesbian's a good name for a band. Fuck.
Yeah. I already have it. And me, us, and Pussy Riot are gonna be playing soon. So go fuck yourself.
Give it up for Young Lesbian.
Later.
Yeah.
Thanks. Hey. That's gone. So. All
right. Well. Yes.
You guys can check us out.
That was, I mean, hilarious.
Perfect. Check us out August 14th. I'd appreciate that.
Drop10.com/events.
Yeah. And we will see you next time. So go to those places to get those tickets. Check everybody out. See ya.
This has been a Drop Tent Media production.